So, are we possible influencers? Question mark.
Do you have a name?
Do you want Advil?
I already had three.
Oh damn! Go three.
Yeah.
I go two, and I'm like, I shouldn't do two.
Dude, sometimes I take the little blue pill, and I just pop it open, and I just squirt it under my tongue.
The joke.
That's good.
Gross.
No, I don't. I'm kidding.
That would taste so bad.
That would. What does it taste like? You ever chewed an Advil?
The liquid caps? No, I have not. But I'm imagining it would be rancid.
When I was a kid, for some fucking crazy reason, my mom, and I hope you're listening to this, mom,
she
used to crush up fucking aspirin and put it into orange juice in a spoon for me. Because she thought I couldn't swallow pills. And then she'd get mad at me when I puked.
How?
Like, fuck, five.
How? Oh, yeah, okay.
And I was like, Mom, what the fuck? Can I just swallow a pill? Or no?
Or no is the
is
answer.
Is that too much? Like, why can't kids just swallow pills? I don't understand. Or like, not pills, but like fucking aspirins.
Baby aspirins? Aren't baby aspirins smaller?
Sure.
I don't know. I don't know.
Yeah, there.
What are we even talking about? Hi, everybody.
Hi, everyone.
I'm Clayton.
I'm Jordy.
Welcome to the Props Cast.
Welcome home.
Welcome home, indeed.
It's been
a minute.
It's been about millions of minutes.
Yeah. Welcome back to the show.
Why did we not record for so long?
COVID. Work.
Stuff. Sonic the Hedgehog.
Turner and Hooch.
Two classics.
I mean, they're about animals. Is she biting you?
No, she was just tickling. Scared the shit.
We're back.
Out of me.
We're back in this studio on a nice, beautiful. This is probably the nicest day Vancouver's seen in over a year
so far.
So far,
right when the numbers are right back up again.
Yeah,
here comes the sun. Yeah.
Third wave, and then it's like everyone get down to the beach.
Yeah, I was just my chiropractor's right down by the beach, and everyone's going to the beach. But everybody, I know our listeners are mostly, you know, intellects, but
wow,
mostly people smoking pipes. Leather books. Everyone's going to the beach, but just people just got to stay away from each other, you know, even outside, right?
Yeah. Well, I was trying to explain to the first AD on our show, who's American. I'm like, here's, because he was like, oh, the numbers are rising in BC. Hey, I'm like, yeah, but here's the thing. When the weather's like this, you cannot stop Vancouver people from going outside.
Yeah, you can't.
You can't because it's 11 months of fucking rain.
Yeah, exactly. But, yeah. But people still do shit in the rain. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They don't go lay on the beach per se.
I just feel like the first sunny day of the year,
yeah,
it seems like the population triples because you're like, where did all these people come from?
And do you feel like even for yourself, you take off, like you go stand in the sun and your skin for the first time in 10 months is like, ugh.
Yeah, that was today.
So covered up.
That was yesterday and today. Yeah. I felt like a fucking slab of bacon sizzling on a frying pan.
Yeah,
yesterday.
It takes a minute to get that. Because the melatonin needs to come up, right?
Yeah.
To protect it.
Yeah.
It's been dormant.
It was a weird sensation. Like, I got onto set, and it wasn't even call yet. And I was like, I am baking already. I can feel it.
Oh, but you had a later call, though, right?
Yeah. So it was 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
What time did you get home last night?
At 4 a.m.
What?
Yeah.
And you got up and played a round of disc golf with the boys,
I did. My neighbors are moving. So they were moving all their furniture past my bedroom.
Are they loud?
They're the loudest. I'm so fucking glad they're gone.
Good. Hopefully it's some quiet old lady.
I hope so.
Who's nice and gives you the odd like, Werther's original.
Or a batch of sugar cookies.
Yeah. Dude.
And I'll be like, oh, thanks, Mrs. Dorothy. No problem, dear. Enjoy your filmmaking.
Wow, she's really old. Eh?
She's really old.
She's like
so
90.
Old. I have to go get her groceries sometimes. But
no, that's
nice
of you.
It's totally it's
you're
totally
a good
fine.
Guy.
I am happy to do it.
She's, yeah.
In this fantasy help. That we both created.
Just now.
Just now. So what's going on?
With me?
What do we do? I don't even know how to catch up. Like, I don't even know what we talked about last time.
What was our last topic? Was it 1997, 2000?
I thought there was one after that.
Dude, people come up to me. People come up to me and they say, like, How fucking stupid does that sound? No, but people say to me sometimes, they say, hey, remember on the podcast, and they quote stuff and they reminisce about stuff. And I'm
I didn't say that.
I'm like, I said that? Clayton said that? I have no memory of that whatsoever.
In the first beginning of it, like the first 10 episodes, I was like well-versed
in what we
on
did.
What we were doing. And I was like, oh yeah, that we talked about this. And like, but man, after like we did the 50th episode,
I was like, oh.
I have no idea.
What are we on now, 60?
I don't know. I don't 70? Even know. No, not quite 100. 70.
Okay.
Can you imagine? No, this is the 100th episode.
Yay!
Zero things planned.
Well, I mean, we've been working, trying to finish these shows. You're on a big show. I was on a show that just needed to get done. We had a COVID outbreak. Did we have a COVID outbreak? Yes, we did. Sort of.
Sort of.
People were exposed. The show had to shut down. No dogs were harmed.
The thing I find is that people are the most worried, not about COVID cases happening on the show, but about people hearing about COVID cases on the show. Does that make sense?
No, explain.
It's like a reputation thing. Like, I feel like more people are like, we don't want to end up in an article about a COVID outbreak.
You're right. On set. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah, right?
They don't want any publicity about it.
Exactly.
But they don't really care. I mean, they do care. I always explain this to people. I'm like, because people are like, oh, they don't even care about us and, you know, blah. But at the same time, it's like, they're still a show. We have to remember, they're still a show putting up millions of dollars and putting up millions of dollars extra to test us all. Mm-hmm. And they want us to be safe. But at the same time, they really want to fucking finish the show.
Yeah.
So they can put it on the fucking stupid streaming service or whatever, right? Yeah,
so that they can recoup that money.
Exactly. Because
that they've spent.
You can't really
us.
Be mad at them that they want to just kind of get it through.
No, it's a business after all. We have to remember that.
Yeah. And in the end, it's like, yeah, people get so mad about, you know, how it is, but what's the alternative? Fucking, I don't know, working at a deli, cutting sliced meats.
Cutting meats.
I don't know. I don't know why that's your only alternative.
I think that's the only thing I'm qualified for.
And if that, are you even qualified for that?
Probably not. They'd be like, okay, hotshot, pop quiz. Name these five cheeses. And I'll be like, oh, fuck, I don't know.
You're like,
Wensleydale.
Velvardi. Scredder.
Oh, and the one with the holes. What's that one? Oh, it's so easy. Oh, I'm blanking. Oh, I'm so nervous.
Moroccan cheese.
Swiss.
It's the only one with the country
it's
attached.
It's the fucking deli test. It's harder than the bar exam.
Is there Canadian? Yeah, Canadian cheese is different, right, than other cheeses?
What do you mean?
Is it like, do we just have cheddar?
Oh, I see what you mean. Well, yeah, because...
Like, when you're in France, like, so if you buy Canadian cheese or no?
Oh, I don't think France is
bothering
to import anything other
maybe
than their own
cheese. Example.
I know what you mean, though. Like, is it... Because I was getting into Luxembourg. This fucking conversation about whiskey and bourbon.
Yeah, that we export, for sure.
But
we?
There's really strict laws about what you can call those alcohols based on how you make it.
Right.
So bourbon has to be made a certain way to be called bourbon. And
in suburbia.
And whiskey has to be like aged 3 years in an oak barrel, et cetera, to be called whiskey. Otherwise, you can't call it whiskey.
You know what? I'm glad this podcast isn't about this, though.
About whiskey?
Whiskey types.
Well, yeah. I'm just saying that because there's such strict regulations on that, I wonder if it's the same for cheese. Like, if you make brie cheese, is that just a way of making cheese? Or is that just cheese made in a place called brie?
Well, no, because there's brie from fucking the island.
Qualicum.
Qualicum,
right?
Yeah. Brie.
It's actually really good, too.
Yeah, exactly.
I buy it quite often.
Here's the problem with brie, though.
This show is brought to you by Qualicum brie cheese. Get your brie on with Qualicum brie cheese.
You thought it was just oceans and seashells, but it's not. It's also cheese. Here's the thing about brie cheese, though. I feel like the fucking wheel is never big enough. And when you get the big wheel, it's like really expensive.
Oh, I don't get the full wheel. I get a wedge.
Yeah, I always want to buy the wheel and just eat it like a fucking pie.
Roll it down a hill?
I could eat so much cheese. I tried keto for a couple times, and like I just that's all I would eat is meat and cheese.
Meat and cheese. That does not seem healthy.
It's not. It's not at all. But you know what? It's fun because you're cramming so much meat and cheese. You're not really taking as many number twos as you once were. But
okay, I'm failing to see how this is beneficial.
I'm really trying to take care of my health this year, so all I'm doing is
just gonna make sure I don't
shit,
I don't poop at all,
and just eat meat and cheese. That's what they say.
You know, it's really about self-care.
Okay, are we doing a cease? I have so many things I've seen because I was quarantined for fucking 14 days.
Why don't you start? Because I only have like two or three that I want to talk about. I actually have not been watching anything lately
at all.
I've been playing a lot of video games and I've been doing a lot of reading.
What have you been playing?
So I finished Assassin's Creed Valhalla, which is set in It's like Vikings invading the UK.
Valhalla.
And it was really good. I really liked it.
Vikings invading UK, so you're just a savage Viking.
Yeah, in like
the Brits
1600s.
Oh.
And it's really good.
Do you just get to smash teacups and petticoats and shit like that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, it's not quite not quite petticoats. It's like
before that.
Dark Ages almost. Excuse me.
Oh, okay.
Oh, you were talking about burping from Club Soda, and now I'm the one that's burping.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not too bad today. I think people quite enjoy it.
Anyway, I finished that, and then I went back to the Assassin's Creed previous to that, which I never finished, called Odyssey, which is Ancient Greece.
Oh,
I'm still working away on that.
I'm still playing
Days Gone.
I'm so slow. You know how Gerard... No,
that game takes a long time.
And you know how Gerard does one a week or whatever?
Yeah.
Okay, I don't even understand that.
But that's what he said when we interviewed him. Is I was like, those big games, like you can only do one of those once in a while. And then he pads it with a bunch of easy-to-complete games to counterbalance it.
But I can't even finish the main story in 2-3 months.
Yeah, because those main stories are usually like 50 hours of gameplay.
There's a lot of fucking zombies in those nests, dude.
I know, it's scary.
And then
they just come at you.
I feel like in that game, you don't have enough ammo. I mean, I'm not far enough into it, but I need more weaponry.
That's the challenge of the game.
Right, it's just acquiring.
Acquiring and stockpiling until you have enough where you can actually go and...
But I really enjoy it. Like, I feel like I'm in that world.
For non-gamers, this game, Days Gone, it's a zombie apocalypse game.
Where you're like a cool motorcycle guy.
Yeah, everyone rides motorcycles.
What's his name again? Deacon.
Deacon St. John.
And his buddy Boozer.
Boozer.
Got his arm burned by some weirdos.
Some weirdos, yeah.
And he's kind of delirious up in the cabin.
But it's fast-moving zombies.
Quite fast.
In this game. And they chase you. And they swarm.
They're relentless.
It's something that's kind of a unique gameplay element of that video game, is that these zombies are in such numbers that a lot of games previously couldn't compute that many enemies. Does that make sense?
Yeah, sort of. Yes.
The way they move and swarm like that, like that's very.
And you can just when you think you're gonna get some gas and it's a quiet night, you can just hear one snarling in the distance, and then you're like, oh, here they come!
Fuck, I gotta get out of here.
And they come after
and then you. Burn out.
Anyways.
It's a great game.
Okay, so you've been playing Assassin's Creed.
Yeah.
And I've been playing Days Gone.
Yeah.
And I've watched so many movies that I can't even really remember them. You know what I mean?
Can you think of just one?
I watched one that was filmed here called Cold Pursuit. When they were shooting it, it was called Hard Powder. Our good friend Heather worked on it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Might I say that is quite a good movie.
Is it?
Yes.
It's Liam Neeson, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's just, it's sort of different. Like, it's just one of those movies you watch and you're like, I've never, if they wouldn't have worked on it, you know, those Heather and Heida and all those people,
I wouldn't have heard of it.
I probably wouldn't have watched it.
Same.
Because I'd be like, Cold Pursuit. So I watched
the trailer.
But.
And I was like, this is probably not a movie that I would normally
watch. It's different. I mean, yes, it's Liam Neeson fucking kicking ass again because, you know what I mean? It's that same formula they've been doing now. But now he has a son and now it's this. But it's quite good. I was surprised because it's different. It's unique. It has aspects to it that haven't really been done before, sort of. It's kind of European. I know the director was European and it's a remake of some other Swedish film or some fucking thing. I don't know. But I would recommend it because it's just kind of interesting and kind of, it had some kind of crappy, you know, moments where I was like, oh, that was kind of stupid. But, you know, I enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. I went on a Liam Neeson night and I watched another Liam Neeson show.
Wait, what was the other one?
It was one called fucking something else that I can't remember, where he had a
Taken?
A girlfriend and he was a guy and there are guys after him. And
sounds like all of them.
It is. It's just one more of those movies.
What? Because there's Taken, and that's a franchise, right?
There's Taken 2.
And then there's another version. It's like the same plot.
It's called Found. What's the opposite of Taken?
Forced Upon.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know.
I don't know. It just seemed like he's in a lot of those movies where he's seeking revenge.
Yeah, and sometimes this one was great. But anyways, I also watched two really great series. One was called Servant. It's an M. Night Shyamalan Apple series.
Yeah, yeah, I've heard of this.
Fuck, dude. So good.
Really?
Loved it.
Really?
Fucking loved it.
So, M. Night back?
Well, I never think he went away.
Redeemed himself?
I like the way he makes movies. I don't care what anybody says. I like his movies. I don't give a shit. I'm unapologetically a fan of M. Night Shyamalan.
Right.
The only one I didn't like was The Happening. And I blame that on Mark Wahlberg.
Is that the one in the elevator?
That's the one where like the trees start spitting out poisons or some shit.
Oh, God.
No, but the fucking Lady in the Water was awesome.
I know. Yeah, I was going to say, you love Lady in the Water.
The Village was awesome.
I liked The Village.
Oh, The Airbender was probably not great. Yeah, and the show Servant, dude, it's fucked. It takes place all in one like cool Philadelphia row house is a set and just a street in front of it. The whole fucking thing. And yeah, they have like news footage and stuff. And I think there's another couple things outside, like at different locations, but not much. What a great fucking show. Oh my God, it's so bizarre. It's a real slow burn. Great props. Great fucking props. Great acting. Great sets. Great costumes. Nice everything. Well made. Scary thriller.
And you're just naming the hits.
And then I couldn't stop. And then I watched another fucking show called Succession, which I also loved, HBO.
Oh.
About a family of like a super rich like media family.
Yeah. Oh, I've seen so ads good, for that, dude. I think.
It's so good. Cabby doesn't like it.
But I feel like I'm out of the loop.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. You got to fucking get into the loop. See, I was out of the loop for a while on TV, right? You can go back to old episodes and I say that I hate TV. But you got to find something you like and then stick with it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Well, that's the streaming world we live in now.
Exactly. There's another new series coming out with David Tennant where he plays a serial killer.
Oh, Dez.
God, Dez.
Yeah.
And he's like, I don't really remember them. Like, he's so nerdy and weird.
I think it's out somewhere.
But it's on like Shudder or something, isn't it?
Yeah, something weird.
I keep seeing it on Instagram. Lame.
What, the ads for it?
Yeah.
Oh. Speaking of Instagram, can I go off on a little bit of a tangent and then I'll tell you my seen anything lately? I've been seeing a lot of TikToks. A lot of TikToks infiltrating my very small social media presence.
Like your reels?
Yeah, like they always show up on fucking Instagram stories and on my Pinterest.
And
I hate them.
Okay, what is it about you?
Okay, here's the thing. I know everyone's in lockdown and struggling, and people are trying to be creative. But honestly, can we leave the acting and short film making to the people who do that? Because if I see one more fucking video of a guy talking to himself,
like he's both characters,
yeah, without moving the camera angle or changing clothes, and then the eye lines are off, and I'm just like, enough with this. Enough.
It bugs you in the fucking, the rules are broken.
Well, yeah, but it's just like, I don't know.
You're like, they cut out of that dolly shot before the dolly stopped moving.
You can't cut on emotion to a static shot like that. It's just, I don't know. It's just like, it's just everyone's doing it. And I'm like, I just see
it's
and
painful.
I'm, oh, fuck.
But you know what? Here's the thing. We're old.
We are old.
And this is just us being just, old.
I know.
Because it's like Bill Burr was talking the other day about how when Nirvana came out, he was 30, okay? We're older than 32, for the record. But Bill Burr, when Nirvana came out, he was 30. And he was like, Nirvana and Pearl Jam came out right at the same time. And Bill Burr was like, fuck that. I still like Whitesnake. You know?
Yeah, that's a good way to put it.
He was like, fuck those new bands. But, however, I don't think I should be comparing TikTok videos to the grunge movement of the 1990s.
I understand the sentiment that you're putting forward.
Some shit, like TikTok, is fucking awful. And people, here's the thing. I think you're right. I think you're totally right. Also, I think we are old, but I also think you're totally right because people are going to look back at this shit and be like, oh, so fucking cringy.
Yeah, it's cringy. It's cringy, cringy, cringy. Yeah. Now, that being said, there are a few diamonds in the rough.
For sure.
And I followed a couple people who I find very funny. But I'm like, but these are the kind of people that could make these videos and then would end up being in like a sketch comedy show. Maybe not SNL.
No.
But like, I could see them going on to actually, because they're fucking good. Like, they're funny and they're, you know, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, and it just beg, there's so many things about TikTok.
I just don't like the idea of every fucking guy and his dog making videos expecting it to be like the next big
success.
Yeah.
And then putting like their own personal happiness on that outcome.
Yeah, and then it's like,
yeah,
that's okay.
A little weird.
All right. Like, you know what? You don't have to do that. You don't have to make that video.
But it's weird how TikTok.
Tic-tacs.
Well, you know, it's weird how TikTok.
It's weird how those orange TikToks used to be orange, and now they're white in an orange container. Does that ever bother you? It bothers me all the time.
I used to have a friend who used to chew spit into a TikTok container.
Oh.
Like chewing tobacco spit.
No, in the clear. Yeah. Oh, that's so
and
gross.
You'd find them on the bus, these little brown liquid-filled TikToks containers. Oh, that's Alberta for you. What was I going to say? No, but I just feel like the demand for content right now in all forms.
That's it.
In all fucking forms.
That's
it. It's like because people just want to sit there. People generally, for a good portion of their leisure at night, want to just sit there and watch a screen. Now, we have three screens that are available to us. We have TV, we have a laptop, and we have a phone. And me and Clayton are developing a streaming service for smartwatches.
That's right.
Coming soon.
That's right.
Besides that, though, that's what people... So that all has to have content of some sort that... And with TikTok... Like, you have to just be able to flip it. Like, just zip, 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 yeah. Zip, zip, you know?
Now, I do need to acknowledge the fact that you and I are making a podcast right now.
Which is technically some people's content.
500,000 other people are doing at this very moment. But I just, I feel, I have a lot of conflicting things about, like, watching people on social media, like you're saying, like trying to just create content, and the phrase content creator has come about, and
yeah.
I'm like, I don't like that. Like, I just...
Well, technically, we're content creators.
I know we are, but we do this for fun.
Technically,
and we do
we're influencers.
We're not influencers.
Well, later I'm going to go out. We're going to go out in front of the hospital. I'm going to take a picture of your ass. Okay? Is that okay?
What?
Well, that's what influencers do. What
well,
I've learned about Instagram...
We can do that, but we have to follow it up with an ad for some kind of beauty product.
Yeah, we will. Fucking...
But make it seem like it's not an ad.
Brute aftershave.
That's
skin bracer.
That's the other thing that bugs me is that, like, I started following a few people during the lockdown last year.
Yeah.
On Instagram. And I'm like, oh, this is like some interesting people that I'd like to follow right now. And I just watched them slowly get infiltrated with like product placement and like sponsorship things.
But they all do because that's the way it's going to be.
And I'm just like, oh, man, now I'm just watching commercials.
But that's new ads, though, because fucking Netflix doesn't have commercials. So tit for tat, right?
Oh, I guess that's true. So we gave
that
up.
Let's just say.
In the master agreement of our lives, we gave up network TV commercials for Toyota and got Instagram
tiddlywinks
stories
and YouTube
for face masks.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And YouTube has to get their little 4-second joints. But commercials are still made, right?
But I know, but I just, you know, like I follow this one girl. She's like a roller skater in California. Right. I'm like, oh, it's cool. And she's cool. She like these cool. It's just like pleasing to watch because it's so fluid and like freeing. Like, you know, you're stuck inside and you're like, oh, cool. She's like cruising down the thing. And then suddenly she's like doing things about like drinks and like and hair products. And I'm like, wait a minute, what? When did this happen? Like, I just, one day I was just like, oh, she's.
Well, I think it's better to
just. That's not why I followed her.
But that's the thing is, we don't have to pay for it, really, right?
I guess.
So they got to make money. I don't know.
Yeah, you're right. You're right.
But I know what you mean.
You're right. There's all these people that don't have, like,
jobs.
A steady job because companies don't want to take care of their employees. This got fucking political, and I didn't mean it to.
No, and it's not. And I see it from both sides because at the same time, it's like, I feel like Instagram is addictive, and I feel like just looking at a screen is, you know, gives you that escape that you're looking for, right? And I mean, if you start to think about how much people, because like even for myself and for yourself, but it's like even the word anxiety, like, and panic attacks, like when we were 19, did you hear about that as much?
No.
So do you, and when, okay, so in 2009, did you hear about it as much? So I feel like in 2010, so let's just say when smartphones were invented, we could probably safely say that the panic attack and anxiety phenomenon has hit quite hard. Now, are people making it tying it to social media and screens?
Yeah, probably.
It's scary, right?
Just lots to think about here. Lots to unpack, as they say.
Lots to unpack. People always say that about unpacking, and I'm like, what are you unpacking, your brain?
When I like the mental image of that. Like, there's a lot to unpack, and you've got like a cardboard box that says like my fucking trauma, and you're like opening it up, and you're like, oh, this is in here, and it's like a, you know.
Yeah, but then there's a fucking copy of like Wolverine number 43, and you're like, oh, sick. I forgot I had that.
Oh, shit, I forgot. We got to watch this right now. One last thing about Instagram. I really wish that we could just go around and agree to stop starting sentences with the word so.
So, because it's like, so.
So my friend has a pool, ... And then there's a fucking video or a picture.
Oh my God. Okay, well, since we're.
Do you know what I mean?
I totally know what you mean. And
So my dog came in.
So
it's like, you can just say
my dog came in
and did something. Like, I just don't like it. I just, you know, these kind of things, they bug me.
Okay. But you know what else is bugging me right now in the world?
What?
And now that I'm going to say it, you're going to notice it.
Uh-oh.
How much people use the word literally.
Dude, I've been fighting that battle for 5 fucking years.
I know, but now it's out of fucking
control.
It's
literally? Literally killing me.
People use it all the time.
It's literally making my head explode.
It's literally burning a hole through my heart.
I'm literally going to drink this club soda.
I literally got scared and shit myself. I literally, like, dude, everybody says it now. Politicians say it. Fucking Ellen DeGeneres.
We're literally
people on the news
making a podcast right now.
We are.
Yeah,
how could you figuratively make a podcast? That's what I keep saying to Riley. I'm like, if you can't do it the other way, if you can't figuratively do it, then you, that's the only way. You can't be like, I literally got here in 10 minutes. What? Yeah, you could say that, right? I literally got here in 10 minutes. I was literally there in 10 minutes.
But it only works if the expectation would be that there was no way you can make it there in 10 minutes.
Yeah, and I know there's rules to it, and I feel
like
people.
Well, there's not rules to it. It's just like.
But there kind of is, though, right?
It's just.
Because you could, if you say, I literally shit myself, then that means that you actually did.
Yeah, because if you scared me and I said, oh my God, I shit myself, that's a figure of speech, right? And it's like, oh, but then if you scared me and I actually pooped my pants, I literally.
Exactly.
And then I said, oh, I shit myself, and you laugh because you think I'm being figurative. You think I'm using that expression. And then I go, no, I literally shit my
pants.
But
can people just say the term for when they actually are being literal?
Ooh. Because people don't know the difference and people don't care.
You know what else I hate about social media? When words are written all in one, there's no spaces.
Yeah.
I can't, you know how there's dyslexia?
Yes.
Is there a term for not being able to read that? Like how things are written
I think that term is just being a human, and the reason why we use spaces is to differentiate.
I can't read it. I'm like, hashtag asamukabarapita? Oh, hashtag fucking free the carrot, or like whatever, right? Like I can't fucking read it, man.
Free the carrot.
I can't.
Is that a real hashtag?
I don't know. Look it up, probably.
Fuck. Everyone, hashtag free the carrot. Let's make it trend.
Or are people's names, like how people have written their names?
Yeah.
Like Kevin M. Alejandro. Like to me, it looks Kevin Male Jandro.
No, I do that too.
Right?
I can't read too.
It. I'm dyslexic. Or whatever the term
is. I don't think it's dyslexia. I don't think it's that. I think it's just the fact that you are looking at a bunch of letters.
And my brain does not.
And your brain is expecting spaces, but there are none.
Yeah, it bugs me so much. Okay, so Instagram is a bust from now on. I've been off and on it. I was talking to Josh Peck about Instagram. He has 10.5 million followers. And I say to him, I says to him, okay, what's it like though? He sometimes gives me his phone, or he did, we're done the show now, but he would give me his phone between takes just to hold it if he was like on the ground or whatever. He'd be like, Jordy, can you hold my phone? And I would make a joke, like I was hacked into it, and I was like, dear 10.5 million people, I hate everybody who is kind of fat or whatever, you know what I mean? And he would laugh, of course, because he's a fucking great guy. But I said to him, I go, what's it like when you post something and then like, is it just hearts? Like, or how does that, like the likes, do they just come up? And he showed me.
All the responses,
me. Yeah. Yeah, he showed me and he's like, you can't, it's the same. Like you just, but he says you're not going to, you look at like the first 15 or whatever.
Yeah, because you're not, there's no way you could scroll through.
Like 15,000.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes
and it's all the same. Have you ever looked at comments on a post, like a popular post?
Yeah. Yeah, of course.
Like sometimes like anything, like NASA will post something on Instagram and then you look at it shows like a couple comments and one person says something. And you're like, I wonder what other people are saying. And then you open the little tab and you're just like, what is all this?
I know. And then you're like, who's responding to who or what?
Emojis and like, and then there's always the one guy that's got a correction to make. And then there's like,
there's a conspiracy people. A
conspiracy. And then someone says, Jesus loves you and fucking everything.
I know.
And you're just like, wow. Like look there's at people, all of this.
There's people who follow Justin Trudeau just to fucking say like, you're an idiot, fucking Trudeau.
Yeah, dude. There's people that follow everybody just to do that.
Just to fucking make a comment.
Yeah. It's unreal.
It's awful. Okay.
Oh, seen anything lately? I want to recommend one movie that I watched that I think was really great.
What is it?
The Kid Detective.
What?
This came out last year.
The Kid Detective.
The Kid Detective.
I mean, name says it all, right?
It stars Adam Brody.
Oh, I've heard of this.
Yeah.
Quite good.
And he's like, you know, back in the day, he was literally a kid detective.
Right.
And he's, you know, solving like, where's my cat? And who cheated on the test? Like that kind of shit. And then this girl goes missing and everyone expects him to solve the case and he never does.
Right.
Cut to him and now he's like mid-30s and he's never gotten over it. And he's like trying to become a real detective, but he's still solving like bullshit cases because he's not a real detective.
Sounds awesome.
It's great.
What's it on?
What did I watch it on? I think I rented it on iTunes.
Is it a feature or a series?
Feature.
Oh.
Feature. But it was really good. Like, great performances. Very charming, funny. Also very dramatic. Like, it was just great. Oh, little indie that could, I would say. Oh, really?
Yeah. I'll give it a whirl.
Yeah, it was good.
I smoked weed with Adam Brody once.
Oh, yeah?
Outside of, down on Water Street or something, yeah.
Did you work with him?
No, but he's buddies with Brett. He was here doing something, and he's buddies with Brett Harrison, and he came out with this one night. Smoked a little weed with the guy. It's a good guy.
Nice, yeah, it's good. It was shot in Ontario somewhere.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Right now, they're on lockdown.
The whole province?
Stay at home.
Oof, that's going to be us soon.
I know, maybe. I wouldn't mind it again, though.
I wouldn't mind it either. I'd like to get the show done, though. Just so it wouldn't have to come back to it. Do you know what I mean?
I don't think the shows will shut down, though, because of the testing and shit.
Ooh. That changes things.
Okay, are we going to take a crack at this game or what?
Oh, yeah, we should. Okay, so I bought...
You have to post this on the Instagram.
I will. I'll say...
After we slag Instagram all episode.
I know. Oh, I posted a thing earlier asking if anyone had any questions for us.
We need to do a pandemic sat peeves.
Oh, yeah, we should.
Because everyone's going to be like, you know what I really hate is the smell of this hand sanitizer. Which actually, I kind of do.
I do because sometimes there's a bunch of different kinds on set. And then you're like using one and then you use the other station and it's got a different kind. And then you're like, now I smell like mint and fucking peach or whatever. Like,
you know how COVID, they say gross. You lose your sense of smell?
Yeah.
I feel like right now I have like a hyper sense.
You got advanced or enhanced.
I can smell everything.
Yeah.
Everything I walk by, everything I drive by, I smell it. And I'm like, well, I guess I don't have COVID right now.
I wonder if that's your brain trying to be like, you don't have COVID.
Maybe.
You can smell everything.
My brain is fucking paranoid.
Okay. I bought this game. It's the Blockbuster Party Game.
It's so cool.
No, it's not. Why not? I think it's stupid. I don't know how we're going to do it, but I thought it would be a fun thing to add to the show as a kind of a closing segment.
It comes in a big, fat Blockbuster case. It comes
in a slightly oversized, like, video cassette case.
And it says on it, Blockbuster, a movie game for anyone who has ever seen a movie.
Yeah.
So you only had to have seen one movie to play this.
That's true. the whole game is based around the movie Flubber.
Oh, no.
Who was the lead actor in Flubber?
I didn't mind Flubber. Who was the voice of the Flubber? Did the Flubber talk?
I don't think the Flubber had a voice.
It just bounced around.
Yeah.
It was like alive, though, or some shit, right?
Yeah, it was like a jelly.
It was animate.
Yeah. Yes. So it comes with two types of cards. One set of cards is just movie names, and it has a genre attached to it. And then the other cards are head-to-head, which are like types of movies.
Okay. So how do we do this?
I think what we should do is the first round, we'll do...
Head-to-head.
No, I think that should be the last round.
Okay.
The first round should be quote it. So you can... We'll do a... Oh, shit. I don't have my paper. Okay, I'll do it on my phone. We'll do a best out of three.
So the... Hold on. Just let me pick one up just to see.
Yeah, do a test one.
Oh, and you have to quote it?
Yeah, you have to give me a quote so that I can guess it.
Oh.
I mean, okay, it's supposed to be like... It's supposed to be like two teams...
Yeah, this will be great.
It's supposed to be two teams of two, like charades.
This will be great.
Or charades.
Charades.
But it's just us, so I think...
Yeah, okay, now I get it. Okay, do you want me to go first or you want to go first?
You go first. So if I can guess your quote, you'll get a point.
Oh, so you have to do it well.
I'm just making this up. I don't know. Does that make sense to you?
Sure.
Because that gives you the motivation to do a good quote.
Okay.
So do you... Should...
But I can't say the name of it.
No, you can't say the title name. Okay. But do you want to reveal the genre?
Sure.
I found that the
I think you'll get this one.
Okay. I found that the movie cards, the genres, like I took a look at some of them.
Right.
The genres don't really... They don't really...
This genre, I don't even know what it would be. Okay. It's like... It's a movie that everybody saw, for sure. Okay.
Okay.
Hey... Now I have to act.
You don't have to act. Just say the words.
Hey, before you call me out, and I might not be quoting this word for word because I'm kind of bad at quoting. I always mix up little words.
Okay.
Hey, before you call me out, can you... Before you bring me out, can you call me blank?
Oh, Joker.
Yes.
They're very up to date.
I like that. It's not like fucking the 13th Warrior quotes. Oh, that my girl.
My girl's probably in there.
That's a fucking great movie.
Okay, so I'm going to pick one.
I want you to do full acting, full voice.
Oh, okay. I haven't seen this movie.
Okay, well, hopefully I have.
But I know that you have.
Okay, well, can you quote it?
No.
Okay, well, try to make up something.
Okay. Do-do-do-do-do.
Kind of too much dead air, so just go with whatever.
Okay. Oh,
fuck.
Oh, there's a... This isn't a quote. Oh, there's a sloth moving really slow in at behind the desk.
Oh, Zootopia.
Zootropolis?
Well, that's not... No, that's not... This we must be doing this wrong.
What's Zootropolis?
That's the city in Zootopia.
Oh, I think they just fucked up that card.
You think?
Let's
they
do
made
another
a mistake?
One. Let's do a different
okay,
one.
Okay, do a different one.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they probably made a mistake. Oh.
There's a sloth.
Oh. Moving That's the only part
of the DMV.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
Because it was in the trailer. Okay, this one. Oh, my God.
Okay.
I'm not a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
I'm supposed to know this?
Oh.
Off the top of my head, I'm not a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
I'm not a regular mom. I'm a cool mom.
I like you're winking at me. Like as if that's supposed to fucking... I don't know.
I'll continue.
Okay.
Is there alcohol in this?
Oh, Mean Girls. Yeah, fuck. How stupid am I, hey? Christ. I would have also accepted fucking... What did she say to him when she's like, gruel? Yeah, gruel.
Oh, gruel. What I should have said is the limit does not exist.
God, why did I pick this one?
Okay, we're tied. I mean, we don't really need to keep track. I mean, it's just for fun.
I hate this one.
Okay.
Okay. Anastasia, I would like you to come stay with me at my penthouse mansion. And I'll whip you.
50 Shades of Grey. I was like, Anastasia, you said the name of the fucking...
Yeah, it's Anastasia, the fucking cartoon.
Stay at my penthouse. I'll whip you.
You're like, I don't remember that at all.
Okay, remember we both worked on that movie.
We did.
Jordy longer than I did, but I remember we were doing like the college... Scene, bar yeah. scene, and I had to run to the truck for something, and I went into Dan's truck through the back, and I like whipped up the
door, yeah.
And Dan was standing there, Dan the props master, with all the producers, and they were all holding like all the whips,
the and, flails and shit, yeah. Yeah.
And they all like, turned around and looked at me, and I was like, ooh. good times,
yeah, really good times.
Okay, next round.
Okay,
one word.
Okay,
so. See if you can. I'll go first.
Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
I'll see if I can get you to guess the movie.
I think we should do this every episode.
But yeah, I think we should. Okay. And it'll be fun when we have guests. That's another movie I haven't seen.
Okay, let's pick another one then.
Okay. I'll show it to you though.
You've never.
No. Dude, you know me. I've never seen anything. Fuck. Okay.
Okay. One word.
Oh, man.
That's two.
How about this? For these ones, one word, I'll give you the genre.
Okay.
The genre that the card says.
Okay.
It's family.
All right.
Okay?
Okay.
Bear.
Brother Bear.
No.
The Bear.
No.
Jungle Book.
No.
I don't know.
Paddington.
Oh, I love Paddington too.
I was like, I can't say peanut butter jelly sandwich. That's three words.
That's why this is difficult. Okay, let me try.
Okay, you try.
I'm gonna be able to nail this. Margie.
Fargo.
Yeah. Boom!
It's all about the accent for that one.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I'm gonna do one.
No genre needed.
And then we'll go head to head. Oh, for fuck's sakes.
You always get the hard ones.
Okay. One word.
Yeah. Sentiment. Dynamite.
Okay, this is a little bit of a cheat, but I think it's okay. You ready?
Okay.
It comes slightly with an action, which I don't think is...
Howard the Duck.
Tyrannosaurus.
I know that. What is that from?
Do you want to see it again?
Yeah.
Tyrannosaurus.
Power Rangers?
Yeah. Fuck. I did the action of the guy from the TV show, which I don't think is in the movie.
I think it is. It was actually pretty good, Power Rangers.
Damon did that.
Yeah, it was good.
Okay. You want to go head-to-head?
Yes. How does a head-to-head work again?
So a head-to-head is...
We name movies with
that. Yeah, so on the head-to-head cards, it's like a description of a type of movie or something that the movie has, like an element that... And then we name the movie titles back and forth until the
timer goes.
Stupid timer runs out.
Okay. Ready? So who goes first?
So you read it, then I'll hit the button, and I'll do the first one.
Okay.
And then when the buzzer beeps, whoever's turn it is loses. Okay, what?
That one would take too long.
Well, we only have so much time.
Okay, movies with a breakup.
The Notebook.
The Breakup.
Mean Girls.
50 Shades of Grey.
Clueless.
Pretty Woman.
Does it?
That's right. I win.
Well, debatable. Okay, let's go again.
I don't think I think Pretty Woman does have a breakup. They do break up, don't they? Every show has a breakup.
Actually, yeah. Every formulaic romantic comedy has a breakup.
So we could just say every show.
Every show.
Fucking Requiem for a Dream.
Saving Private Ryan. I mean, when he dies, he breaks up with life.
Avatar.
Okay, you ready? I'll hit the timer.
And then I go first, or you go first?
You go first.
Okay.
Okay, you ready? Movies with a hotel.
Oof, Bates, Psycho.
Oh, shit. Grand Budapest Hotel.
Oh, fucking, 50 Shades of Grey.
Four Rooms.
Motel, Hotel, Holiday Inn. No, the one that was filmed here with Chris fucking...
Neither of us said fuck, man. The Shining.
Oh, Durr.
What were you thinking of?
El Dorado. Bad Times at the El Royale.
Oh, El Royale. El Dorado.
Road to El Dorado. The Disney one, dude.
Okay, do you want to do another one?
Yeah.
We're at 50 minutes, so we're...
Okay, we're good.
Okay. Okay. Ready?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, go.
Movies where the main character is an animal.
A Bug's Life.
Finding Nemo.
The Jungle Book.
Zootopia.
Oh, that's not true. Finding Nemo. Did you say that?
Yes.
Why is it so hard? There's so many.
Babe.
Big.
I just rewatched Babe not too long ago. It was good.
Fuck, my mind went blank.
That happens.
That's hard. Okay. Here's one. All right, ready?
Yeah.
Movies with a dance scene.
The Step Up.
Footloose.
Oh, nice. Dirty Dancing.
Ah, shit, that was what I was going to say. Mean Girls.
Dancing. Thriller.
La La Land.
Yeah. Singing in the Rain.
Oh, you sneaky. Snuck that in. I was going to... In my head, I saw Save the Last Dance, but I couldn't remember the title. So I would have lost it anyway.
Holy smokes.
Oh, you're going to do another one? Are you enjoying this? I don't really know if the listeners are.
Well, fuck them, dude. Yeah, because... Okay, no, because the next one is Movies with a Wedding, and we don't want to go there.
Oh, fucking...
Notting Hill.
My Best Friend's Wedding.
Runaway Bride. 16 Candles.
Oh, Runaway Bride.
Remember where she's wearing? In the poster, she's wearing sneakers. She's going to run away.
Because she's known for it.
You can't run in heels.
No.
She could have just had flats on them. Would people get it?
Yeah, but they didn't. Flats weren't in fashion.
It's not on the nose enough. It's not on the nose, no, dude.
It's got to be a
thing. Got to be on the nose.
Were they Nikes?
I think they were. Or were they fucking...
Classic. Adidas.
Were they fucking Massimos? Or what was like the real runner's runner back then? The sneaker.
Adidas, weren't they?
Yeah.
In the 90s? Air Jordans? The one we're not thinking about. What are the ones that you
pump? Essex? Asics.
What are the ones you pump up?
Oh, don't even go there. Reebok pumps, dude.
Oh, Reebok. They were probably Reeboks.
I think they might have been.
That seems more on brand.
Okay. I'm going to go watch that show right now, Runaway Bride, tonight, and report back.
I think that was one of the movies that I watched, like,
Okay, so in Burnaby, North Burnaby in the 90s, there was the Dolphin Twin Cinema.
Fuck, which is now probably a condo.
It's gone. It was a second run cinema.
So love those.
Back in the day, like you'd have your first run cinema.
I was right by your house, too. The big ones. Was it not?
Yes,
it was. Walk there.
And I did. If I'm not mistaken. Check this out. So in the summers, that theater, because it was second run, was $1.
Yeah, we had that in Edmonton, too.
So
the dollar theaters.
When you're fucking in grade 10 or 9, grade 9 or 10, and summer break, and it's so hot outside.
Yeah.
You spend a dollar. You go to see whatever movie's in there, and you just sit in the air conditioning for 90 minutes. So I saw Runaway Bride probably 3 or 4 times.
You know what I saw? The last dollar movie I ever saw was Three Dragons. Remember that?
Three Dragons?
Or what was it called? Or Three...
Three Ninjas?
Three Ninjas.
Yeah. That was a multiple renter at my house.
Totally.
Yeah, from Budget Video.
It was fun.
It was fun.
Remember, you always wanted to watch a movie where the kids were having fun.
I think they did a sequel to that.
Oh, they did many sequels.
Did they?
Oh, yeah, of course.
You remember, because in the beginning, the grandpa comes, they're all staying at the grandpa's house, and the grandpa comes and he like tickles them with a feather, and they grab it.
Yeah.
Because they're sleeping, and he's like, very good. And then the third kid, who's the goofball, he doesn't wake up. He's like, and you're just like,
he's the goofball.
He's not a good ninja.
Remember they had the masks? One was Rocky, and then a kid was like, fucking Thunderfist or some shit. I don't know.
And then the poster, it was all them doing like a sideways kick towards the camera.
Remember, everybody took karate, yet nobody really finished through with karate.
I did one lesson of karate. Right. That's the only thing I learned, the fucking...
The twist punch? The
twist punch.
Yeah.
And you got to go...
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I feel bad for kids these days, though, that don't have dollar theaters to go to. Like, I know they're like, well, no one can just watch Netflix for free. But it's not the same. It's just not.
That was the Netflix of our childhood, right?
And it was an experience to go to these things, right? Because it was limited.
I saw so many movies at that movie
theater. It was limited.
Yeah.
You know?
And another popcorn. Another movie that we would go to a lot during the heat wave was The Birdcage.
Oh, of course. Nathan Lane and fucking...
And Robin Williams.
Of course. Dude, everybody saw The Birdcage at the...
And I remember being entranced by the opening because I couldn't figure out how they did it. It was like a helicopter shot because they didn't have drones. A helicopter shot over the water. Because where were they? They were in like...
Florida or something.
Yeah. They're on the water.
Miami.
So yeah, I think it was Miami. And they come across the water and then you see the fucking club, the Birdcage.
Yeah.
And then it transitions into a crane shot that goes down and then into cam shot that goes inside. And I'd never seen that before. And I remember the third time I watched it, everyone's like, you know, we went, a bunch of us, and we're all goofing around. I'm like, you guys got to shut up. I got to figure out how they fucking did this. It doesn't make any sense.
They just married them.
Yeah. That's right? What they did. Yeah.
Splice them together.
Exactly.
And then they lay one.
Yeah. Cause it was
they
all
probably
film.
Had a guy walk off a crane into a steady cam.
Probably.
They probably did that. Yeah. Because that's a weird... Remember we did that on...
Grace Point.
Richard Wilson. Greatest steady cam operator alive. So many people are going to love that I said that. Including maybe Richard Wilson.
He doesn't know what a podcast is.
He's a good guy. I love that guy.
Do you? I do. No, I don't know.
Well, I don't know if we should get too personal on this show.
I'm not being personal. Him and I didn't really get along. That's okay.
But he's hilarious. He's like Andrew Dice Clay, the camera operator.
Yeah.
Hey, what is this?
So that's like, it's not really my brand.
Hickory dickory dock. Yeah. Go fuck yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
You don't like the Dice Man? Although, fuck, did you see him in...
The Lady Gaga...
A Star is Born?
Yeah, he was good.
Dude, like, why is he not in other things now? Because he was so good.
I don't know. I think he's got a lot of redeeming to do. He's banned from SNL.
I have... You know what? I wonder if me and you should start our own
detectives
website.
Agency?
Yes. Yes,
To redeem actors?
No, I just think that me and you should start a website where we just are critics. Two critics like Ebert and Roper. Siskel and Ebert.
I think our views are too similar to have that. Because I think what made...
Do you though?
I think what made Siskel and Ebert... really compelling is that they often disagreed.
Do you like the movie You Got Served?
I've never seen that one.
Do you like the movie Step Up?
I've never seen that one.
Do you like the movie Les Miserables?
Yeah. Yeah, that was good.
Do you like the movie Goodfellas?
Yeah.
Okay, so maybe we do agree on too much. But who doesn't?
Not as much as you liked it.
But I think that we could, because we're both, we watch actors all day long, right?
Well, that's
I know what's good and what's bad.
That's the one thing that bugs me about when I do watch, like when I do read reviews about things, is I'm like,
what, acting enough?
No, you can tell that the reviewer doesn't know anything about the process of making films.
No, they don't. And they should all go fuck themselves.
And maybe that doesn't matter, but also maybe because like art historians are also usually trained in like painting, so they know more about the paintings. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Like when you go to a museum and you look at paintings and there's like a tour guide, they know everything about that painting and they know, yeah, they understand how the painting
this
is
made. What I'm saying. So we start our own TV show.
Like, I always wondered why it doesn't like Scorsese review films, like as a side hustle.
Because he probably hates critics.
Yeah, probably.
Probably looks down on them. And here's the thing. We're not going to be too hard on movies. We're going to find the good in movies.
But the other thing is, if I were a professional critic, A, I would actually watch the stuff I'm supposed to critique.
Yes.
That's step one.
Yeah, because a lot of them don't.
Shots fired. Yeah, exactly. Two, it's art. Like, it is a business, but it is art. And it's a story, and that's always subjective.
Uh-huh.
I don't agree with calling things just straight up good or bad.
Exactly.
I think that I could watch a movie that I don't like, but I would be like, oh, you know who would like this is, you know, I could think of someone I know that was, I think it would be up their alley.
The stupid grip guy from work.
Yeah.
He would love this.
Yeah, like when I watched 48 Hours, I was like, this seems really racist and too testosterone-y for me. But you know who would like this? 80% of the guys at work would love this movie.
They're like, oh, 48 Hours is a fucking classic piece of cinema, but bro.
Nick Nolte's fucking great.
The Nolte. Me and Clayton are like, yeah, we know him.
Yeah.
He lost his teeth.
I found his dentures.
See, that's the thing we can say in some of the movies. We'd be like, we know that guy. He's awesome. Or we can say he's a real piece.
Well, maybe we'll close it on this. I have been feeling like there are probably some performers out there who get a lot of positive attention where maybe they ought to not be getting that.
Oh, guess who's getting called out right now? Probably canceled.
Who?
James Franco.
Oh, I can see the smile from behind your mic. Should we save that for another time?
Yes. Next week, the canceling of James Franco. Stay tuned, everybody.
Stay tuned.
Okay. Well, that wraps it up.
Hey, thanks, everybody. It was really great to come back and make another episode. Hopefully, we won't be... we were doing them once a week, and we ended up doing it less than once a month. So
I know.
I'm going to try and...
I'm off work now, so...
I'm still working a little bit. But just not for much longer.
Don't even worry about
it. Don't even worry about it.
It's going to be fine.
Who knows? Maybe we'll end up working together.
I hope so.
And that could be some crazy content right there.
Anyways, thanks for our sponsor this episode, Blockbuster Video.
Yes. And also Qualicum Brie Cheese.
Oh, I love...
Get your brie on with Qualicum Island Brie Cheese.
I love... Yes.
Okay, and also thanks, oh, as always, to Uncle Dan for our music and my sister Amanda for our graphics. You may have noticed there's a new logo on our
thingamajig.
It's Amanda made that for us. It's all new logos, all of new props, and it's in a slightly green color. Just to shake it up.
Shake it up. It's nice. I like
it. I like it. I love it. It's great. I think she should do one for us every year.
Okay.
Okay, thanks, everybody.
Thanks, everybody.
I'm Clayton.
I'm Jordy.
This has been the Propscast. Bye.
Bye. Bye.